Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the power of Pentecost. Join us now as we sing from Psalms 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, oh my soul,
and all
that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul,
and all
that is within me, bless His holy name. Here's the reason why He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. Oh, and I enjoy singing that from the Word of God. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we invite you just to worship the Lord with us for the next few minutes. If you will, be ready to take down some contact information, and I hope you can let someone else know that you listen to the power of Pentecost and invite them to worship with you. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Praise the Lord. Those that are of the household of faith should get some special treatment as we treat them specially. Well, it's great to be with you. Thank you for being here. Let's take the Sing Unto the Lord hymnal, the Sing His Praise hymnal, I guess it is. The Sing His Praise hymnal, sing page 240, The Springs of Living Water. Join in with us. I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, where springs of living waters did abound. Drinking at the springs of living waters, happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Drinking at the springs of living waters, oh wonderful and bountiful supply. How sweet the living water from the hills of God. It makes me glad and happy all the way. Now glory, grace, and blessings mark the path I've trod. I'm shouting hallelujah every day. Springs of living waters, happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Drinking at the springs of living waters, a wonderful and bountiful supply. Hallelujah. Sinner, won't you come today to Calvary? A fountain there is flowing deep and wide.
The Savior now invites you to the waters free, where thirsty spirits can be satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living waters. Happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Drinking at the springs of living waters. A wonderful and bountiful supply.
Hallelujah. Where we want to draw from the wells of living water. Let's go to the precious promise today in time for prayer. Job 33:4 tells us, the Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. Those things are inspiring. Just think, if you're having a day when you kind of feel down in the dumps, or you're a little depressed or a little sad, it'll bring rejoicing to you today to know that the Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. Just look up to Him now and trust Him, because He hath made you and given you life. And you know, even though it might be a day that you just as soon wouldn't be living, I've seen some days in my life that I wish they would just slip on by. But I'm telling you, it's the day that the Lord has made. And no matter what kind of a day you're having, it is a day when we are to rejoice and be glad in it. So let's pray one for another. We all have our ups and downs, but the days we're up is the day the Lord has made. The day that we're down is still the day the Lord has made. Let's pray today for those in whatever situation you're in. The Lord can lift you up. He has made you by His Spirit. He hath given you life. Let's shout about it. Father, we thank You for such great encouragement from the writings of David. Lord, we thank You today because the truths are there. And in a day, Lord, when trials come, we're up or we're down, or we're, you know, we're depressed or we're excited, however the situation might be, I know, Lord, today that You are able to reach down by Your Spirit and help us to grasp onto the Word of God, and it'll lift us up. Use this service for the glory of God. May someone be blessed. May someone be excited. May someone be lifted up. May someone be encouraged. May someone, Lord, gain victory and claim victory and feel victorious and move from the state of depression and down in the dumps that they're in. May they move forward to higher ground. Lift them up above the shadows. Plant their feet on higher ground. Lord, help us to love one another and encourage one another. And we'll praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God. And I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And of course, you can read from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And we often use that little chorus as our theme song. All right, when we head for heaven, it's going to be a one-way flight. Let's get ready for that plane air ride. There's a flight leaving here in the morning. Destination was chartered long ago. And the captain is ready and waiting.
but the engines are still idle low, waiting now for those who still linger with unclaimed tickets free to every man. Reservations secured by the Savior for this one-way flight to glory land. All aboard, the Master calls from the runway, for our leaving is almost at hand. Make your way to the toll gate called Calvary for this one-way flight to glory land. Flight is for all those believing, and our pilot is Jesus, God's Son, and the passengers are all boarded safely. They're prepared for this heavenly run. My brother, don't let this flight leave without you, for soon all those who are on board will say goodbye. Make your way to the toll gate called Calvary and secure your reservations in the sky. All aboard, the Master calls from the runway, for our leaving is almost at hand. Make your way to the toll gate called Calvary for this one-way flight to glory land.
Hallelujah. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long upon the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Well, thank you for worshiping with us today. Remember, the Lord permitting and providing, we're here weekdays at this same time. And we cannot do this without you. You're welcome to send us a song request or a prayer request. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you have anything left and you'd like to share it with us, no offering is too large or too small. You can send it one time or multiple times. Or if you don't have any money, let us know you're there anyway. Then send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website, you can hear the broadcast each day, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, and you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
All aboard, the Master calls from the runway.